This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I've come to somewhere which, if you just look at the name of this place on the map, might make you think it's not worthy of a visit because it has the word hovel in the title. And that's what you'll find it as on various maps. It is the Viking Hovel, is how it's marked. And it's about a 10-minute drive, maybe not even that, from the village of Suðureyri in the Westfjords, right at the very end, it feels, of Iceland. And this is a reconstruction of, yes, you've guessed it, a Viking hovel. There's no one here. It is open, however. You can go in and have a look. And what sort of marks this out, I think, from pretty much any other, what you might call attraction, maybe anywhere in Iceland or the world, is that it's entirely unmarked. There's nothing to guide you through this small but fascinating experience. You walk in and you see how people would have lived in, yes, the Viking era. There is a bed made of straw, or a mattress made of straw, at least, on a bed of rocks. It doesn't look very comfortable, or indeed doesn't feel very warm. There's no heating in here. There's a sack hanging up from the very low rafters. I'm 1.82 meters, and I can just about stand up in here without scraping my head off the top of this very small building. The pair of gloves hanging up here as well, whether they belong to a previous tourist or not, I don't know. They look, rather look like they might. And that's basically it. It's a chance to just come, and if you're lucky today, as I have been, and have the place to yourself, just quietly contemplate what life might have been like here in this very, very remote part of Iceland. Remember, we are close to Suðureyri, which is right in the very end of the Westfjords, and itself maybe a 15-20 minute drive from Ísafjörður, through one of the many tunnels that dot the landscape here. I'm going to lock this back up. I don't really know why I'm doing that, because anyone can unlock it again. The other attraction here, I think, is there's a beautiful little rocky beach that you can walk down onto. And it really is incredibly peaceful here. There is a small farm maybe half a kilometre away, and that's about it. It's not especially warm, but it's bright enough. It's not raining. There's absolutely nobody here. I'm the only thing that is disturbing the peace of the beach that I'm walking down to, which is covered in stones, large and small, with some giant boulders sitting on what sand there is as the waves lap in and out. So, if you find yourself in the Westfjords, if you find yourself near Ísafjörður, or indeed near Suðureyri, which is a wonderful little village with a fantastic swimming pool, actually, which I'm going to go and enjoy in just a few moments, go the extra mile, one might say, and head out to the Viking hovel and the incredibly peaceful beach here in the Westfjords. I would put a link up to this, but there isn't anything online, really, about the Viking hovel. You'll find it on maps. Not hard to find. There's one road out of Suðureyri to the west. Take it for a short distance and you'll be standing where I am now. It's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.